What is up, SFF fam? It's a girl, Tosh, here. I just wanted to make a little preface before you go and we deep dive into this episode. So this was actually the audio. What you're about to hear is the audio of a YouTube video that I just did. And I wanted to share this because it has just such a great financial foundation. And as you can tell by the title, it's how to make Christmas shopping super easy without breaking the bank using these three tips. And I'm sharing some great tips on how to save during the holiday period. We are a couple days away from Christmas, and I thought, yo, it'd be really cool to share. So yeah, if you haven't already done your shopping, this is definitely something you want to listen to before you do your shopping. If you've already done your shopping and it was hell this year, then you need to listen to this before you go shopping next year. And not only can this be applied to Christmas shopping, but pretty much any type of shopping. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. If you hear any references to YouTube, to videos, whatever the case may be, like, you already know why that's there. So I just wanted to give you all the heads up. Also, listen, I did a disclaimer at the end of the video about getting subs up for YouTube. And it's the same thing here. Like, I appreciate y'all. It'd be super helpful if you guys can like, share, and subscribe, not only on YouTube, but hear the podcast. Make sure that you put reviews. They are so, so helpful. And I'm so grateful and thankful in advance. I'm trying to get to 1,000 subscribers there. And I'm trying to get up on here too. Like, whether it's you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Music, or here on Spotify, it all just helps. Okay, so let's get it up. We want to get our community big, large, strong, and I just want to be able to pour into people's lives when it comes to personal finance in general. So without any further ado, let's deep dive into this episode. Do I have a number three? Let me see. Let me think. The girl's old. I'm tired. I'm old. My feet hurt. Cheers to the very impromptu video. So I literally just came home from Christmas shopping. And if you already follow me on Instagram, then you would have seen I absolutely hate shopping. And it's so crazy because I never used to be like this. I used to love being in the mall. I used to love going outside. I used to love the hype. I worked this morning. I just wanted to go in the mall and I wanted to get out, and I just don't have it in me anymore, like, you know. But anyways, that's not what this video is about. This video is about prepping, or like Christmas budgeting, right? So I absolutely love Christmas. I just love like the vibes of it all, right? Like, I know for me personally, I celebrate Jesus Christ and the fact that he was born Christmas Day. December 25th may not be his birth date, but I do celebrate his birthday and the fact that he was born at all. So that's like number one. Truly love my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and we celebrate him. I celebrate him. But I also just love the togetherness. I love the vibe of it. I love my family's huge on spending time with each other, especially around this time of year. And it's probably like the one time of the year where we all literally like see each other and hang out and whatever. So I've just always loved it, as far back as I can remember, as far back as I was a little girl. It was just a thing that we did. Now, over the years, like I said, my priorities have changed. So we're gonna talk about, literally, like, off the top of my head, three ways to prepare for Christmas shopping. Christmas is literally next week, and I'm probably gonna drop this video. Like, I'm doing a whole entire December vlog, but I think I'm gonna drop this video outside of that vlog. Because, why? Like, it's almost like this is like a rant, but also, like, in the rant, I'm gonna give you all tips. Because, why? Why was I in the mall for like 4 hours? Don't understand. So anyways, three tips of how you can prepare for your Christmas shopping. Okay, number one is, like, be honest with your budget. First of all, like, if you don't have it, don't spend it. Don't feed into consumerism. Like, literally. Because you will go broke thinking you have to buy the world for everyone. So just make a budget. Literally sit down. Like, okay, I'm going to show you guys. And this is such a great plug. I wasn't even going to do this, but like, we're here, so why not? This is my personal planner. This is a 2023 version of my planner. So I, with my consulting business, I also design planners, wealth planners. This is my third year of doing it. And so I have and included a Christmas budgeting sheet in that planner because you should budget for Christmas, like I'm telling you guys to do right now. Let me see if I can get, there's a faster way that I can do this because this is really slow. It's like 300 and some pages in this planner. So let's see. Okay, there you go. You can see it. So it's Christmas shopping budget and it literally has the name, okay, the gift in the middle and the amount and your budget. Okay, and how much is left over right here at the bottom. And literally, this is what I use. I write it out. And when I go into, the thing that makes it so beautiful about using the digital version of my planner personally is the fact that I can bring this around with me. So when I'm in the mall and I'm trying to act up and like trying to spend all this money, which I'm gonna also give another tip to make sure that you don't, you know, act up and spend all that money. But anyways, when I'm in the mall, just to keep me focused because there's like so many things. There's so many sales going on. There's so many things that you even probably have just like wanted throughout the year. And you're just like, oh my God, like it's on sale now or like this or that, or like just get distracted. And then you end up walking out of the mall with not what you needed, but everything you want. And then your money's down the drain because now you actually have to go and find the gift, right? So that's what I would say. I would definitely say budget and plan out your gifts. Go in the mall knowing what you're going for and get out once you found it. Number two is when you're going to the mall, take cash. Take cash and leave your cards, your credit cards, your debit cards. If you're not disciplined, leave it at home. Don't bring it. Bring only what you have for the gifts. And that's why it's so important to budget it, because if you go in there, you're not gonna want to be embarrassed. Like if you walk up to the cash and you know you only have $100 to spend, let's just say, and you haven't found the person that found the gift for that person yet, why spend the $100? You're gonna have to come back outside, go all the way to your house, get your, like, it's just too much. So essentially build boundaries. And like one of the things that has helped me in the past is literally just using, like I said, budgeting, planning, and then actually like when it goes to day of shopping, if I know I'm not disciplined or if I know that there's going to be like a bunch of things that I'm going to want from the place that I'm going to, I will leave said car, I mean like credit cards, whatever, I'll leave them at home or outside of my wallet and I'll just bring cash. Now, if you're somebody who is going to be using your credit card because you want to be using or like getting points for whatever, then okay, that's fine. Do a spending cap. Call your company and say, hey, like I'd like you to, you know, put a cap on the amount that I'm, like whatever you gotta do, just do that. Just make sure that you don't have access to excess funds. That's all I gotta say. Number three. Yes, this is one thing that I really wanted to say and to like reiterate is like, just don't go overboard. You know what I mean? Like, understand and really, like, okay, here's my number three. Number three would be incorporate some sort of, if you're going to do a materialistic aspect, do a different aspect too. So, like, do a more non-materialistic aspect, right? So that the focus can be on the value you feel towards that person, right? So, like, in the past, for example, I have done like as parts of gifts for like people who matter to me, I've done like a note or a letter or pictures or like a personalized gift card. Even that, part of tip three, okay, this is like part four, like now all the tips are coming to me. Don't be afraid to give cash. Like, listen, give what you can. If you don't want to go out there and you don't want to be spending all this money, and this is also something that's really good, is with cash, what people don't understand is, like, when you go out and you have to buy a gift, right? Like, tax is included. You're not thinking about the tax. You're just thinking about the price of the thing. So let's say you have $50 to buy somebody a gift, right? And you go out with excluding the tips that I already gave, you go out with excess money and you don't plan, like, your budget or, like, what you're going to get this person. But you're like, okay, like, I'm going to give them another $50. And then you see something that's, like, $49.99. Child, that's not $50. That gift is not $50. That gift is literally $60. Let's round up. Okay? So now imagine that for each individual person. You then spent, let's say each person that you bought a gift for is getting a gift for $49.99 after tax of $60. Let's say there's seven people. You just spent $10 extra on each person. That's $70 that you did not account for. Down the drain. Not down the drain. But you get what I'm saying. Like, you just didn't account for it. So, like, now it's gone to that and it could have been used for something else. When you come up short with rent money or, like, groceries, like, $70. Like, $70 could do a lot for groceries, okay? So, that's literally what I would say is, like, cash is, like, probably such a good idea just because if you say you're giving $50, you're literally giving $50. You're not paying tax on the cash that you're giving anybody, right? And even with gift cards, like, with gift cards, too, sometimes you have to pay tax still, to be honest. But, yeah, that's what I would say. I would say go not a route that is not going to be charging you tax. And I find that even with giving gifts that are, like, let's say you're giving the $50, it's just a lot easier to budget than the whole tax added portion, because then you might get a gift that's like, if it's like you get it for like $48.99, let's just say it's gonna be like $54 or something after tax, and then now you gotta calculate. And like, the way how our brains work as human beings is like, okay, we'll be like, oh, like, yeah, I got it for $48, blah 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 blah, and you completely miss the tax. And when you're calculating in your head how much more you have left to spend, you actually, in your brain thinks that you have more money than you actually do. Guaranteed, right? Another tip is, I would say, like, do a to-do list. Like, check those bad boys off. Like I said, super helpful that I get to bring, whether I walk around with my iPad or like having it on my phone, writing down what I need to get and going in, getting those things, crossing them off the list, and once I'm done, I'm out, is like a blessing. Life saver, game changer. So yeah, I don't even know if I finished my last point that I was saying about adding a non-materialistic portion to your gift. But yeah, do that, like, spruce it up, make it real nice. And also, don't be afraid if you don't have it and like your family is somebody or is a family or like people have expectations of you to give like a gift and you really just don't have it. Don't be afraid to be like, hey, like, I'm not giving gifts this year. Love you guys. Because honestly, that's not what Christmas is even about. And I find that obviously this holiday is so commercialized, like everybody's so into gifts. And this is where a lot of businesses make a ton of money because consumers are swept up in consumerism, in commercialization of these holidays, thinking like, I must do this. Like, it is my mandate in life. And if I don't do this, then Christmas doesn't exist or it's not a thing. Like, no, that was never the sole purpose and intention of Christmas anyways. Like, it really is to celebrate Christ. And yes, even for those of y'all who be like, oh, Christmas is a pagan holiday, blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's your stance. Like, I'm not gonna knock you. Cool, that's good. That's between you and Jesus Christ. Me and my Savior, though, we finna celebrate the fact that he was born. Because I go to church on Sunday. I go to church on Sunday, but not that was not the point. I go to church, personally, for me, outside of my family, because I want to make sure that I'm centering this holiday and this season around what the actual purpose is. I make sure I'm in the house of the Lord on Christmas Day. Why? Because I feel like it's so important to, again, like, remember, like, okay, this is not about the gifts or the material or how much money I'm spending on this or whatever the case may be. Like, it's not about that stuff. It's really celebrating the fact that Jesus came. And if he didn't come, he would not have died, and then I would not have had salvation. So I take time to reflect on that. And the story, and it's not even a story because it's the truth, but the historical telling of really what happened and how God came is just so beautiful. It's such a beautiful thing to reminisce on and to think about and to ruminate on. Like, it's just, it's honestly, it makes me cry all the time because I'm just like, Jesus, like, you came, like, the way how you came was just, it was just different. It was just different. It was beautiful. It was hope in a dark, dark time. And I feel like that's so relevant to, like, what is even happening today in our world, right? Like, this world is super dark. It really, really is. And just having that bright moment in the midst of such heavy darkness is so beautiful, that even in the midst of everything that is, that could and does go wrong, there's still hope, right? And so I know even like the holidays is like a really bad time for some people, depending, like, people have had people very close to them pass away, or some people, again, who have been fed that consumerism or that commercialization of the holiday, they are sad because they're estranged from their family, or they don't have money, they're so deep in poverty they can't buy gifts, all these things. Please, 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 y'all, don't let the holidays make you feel like, oh my God, like, what's happening with my life? Like, what am I gonna do? Like, I don't even have any money. Like, don't let this season bring you down. Be free. And if you got the money, great. And if it's from your heart and you want to do it, great. But if you can't, that's okay. Go to church. Hear about Jesus, hear about how Christ came, hear about how he was born, hear about the great plan of salvation for your life, and spend some time with family if you have, whether that's your blood family or people who you consider your family. Go out, eat some food, listen to some music, listen to some jazz, like, do your own thing, just have fun. Take advantage, even if you don't celebrate Christmas like that, take advantage of the holiday, the break. Like, you're getting rest from work, you're getting some time to be to yourself, go do some self-care, whatever, gift yourself, okay? That's it, 15 minutes and I'm done. I'm gonna post this on YouTube because I feel like this was just such a good video. But if you found any of these tips helpful, please comment below, let me know. Thank you so much for joining me in this video, you guys. I love you. I promise there are more videos to come. I'm like vlogging all of what I'm doing in December. I was gonna do like individual little vlogs, but like, it's a lot, right? It's just so much easier for me to edit like what's happening in the month and stuff. But yeah, I'm super excited because there's a lot more content that's coming out, and also the planner that I showed you guys which is gonna be another piece of content. I literally, like, you guys are gonna be getting, okay, let's just put it like this, you're gonna see what it looks like soon, okay? So I'm super excited for 2023 and just like all the other videos are gonna come out, but I don't want this to be too long. So anyways, yeah, like I said, if you found any of this helpful, comment below which piece of advice you loved or what part of the video you really loved, and share this with a friend. Like, comment, subscribe, all the things that people say on YouTube, whatever, who cares, just share it. Especially if you're a girl, share it with your female friends, because content for 2023 is about to be up there, honey, up there, okay? Yeah, all right, I love you guys, bye.
'Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Simply Free Finance podcast with your host, Natasha. Thank you so much for tuning in. But before you go, just wanted to point out a couple of things. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at TheWealthyBossBabe and hit the subscribe button here, but also on YouTube. Go follow us there at TheWealthyBossBabe if you haven't already, just so that you make sure you don't miss out on any future episodes, as well as to keep up with what we're doing here at the Simply Free Finance community. All right. Please don't forget to also leave us a review. If you enjoy these episodes, let me know how much. If you have any topics, questions that you'd like to submit to the show, check out how to do this by clicking the link in my bio, or you can reach out to me on Instagram or on YouTube. Once again, my name is Natasha, and as always, it has been a pleasure hanging out with y'all, my Simply Free Finance family. Until next time, let's keep it real about personal finance.